start with a song called At the Foot of Yonder Mountain. We learned it from Horton Barker, didn't we? Okay.
Yes, we did.
Is that a good note?
At the foot of yonder mountain, there runs a clear stream. At the foot of yonder mountain, there stands a fair queen. She's handsome, she's proper, and her ways are complete. And I ask no better pastime than to be with my sweet. But why she won't have me, I well understand. She wants some freeholder, and I have no land. I cannot maintain her with silver and gold, or all the other fine things that my love's house should hold. Oh, I wish I were a penman and could write a fine hand. I would write my love a letter from this distant land. I would send it by the water just for to let her know that I think of pretty Mary wherever I go. Oh, I wish I were a bird and had wings and could fly. If to my love's dwelling this night I draw nigh, I'd sit at her window all night long and cry that for love of pretty Mary I gladly would die. At the foot of yonder mountain there runs a clear stream. At the foot of yonder mountain there stands a fair queen. She's handsome, she's proper, and her ways are complete. And I ask no better pastime than to be with my sweet.
This is a dulcimer made by Frank Proffitt. We're going to sing a song that we learned from Howie Mitchell. A hymn called Father Get Ready When He Calls You.
He learned it from Gene Ritchie. Probably lurking about here somewhere.
stand by microphone, girls. Okay. The wind
it's
is
the wind.
Blowing through the microphone.
It's the wind.
Thank you.
get ready when he calls you.
Father, get ready when he calls you.
Father, get ready when he calls you.
Sit on the throne of Jesus,
bound away for glory.
Bound to glory and deliverance.
Father, get ready when he calls you.
Sit on the throne of Jesus.
Chuck Heyman is going to play the banjo, and Melissa Trier is supposed to play the fiddle. All right, she's just going to sing this time. This is a song called Bedlam Boys, and in England, in Bedlam, there was an insane asylum. And to explain the song. From Margaret Berry, the Irish tinker lady. It's called The Mantle So Green. It's the John Riley story.
Sort of the John Riley story. You know, it doesn't have the last verse where he, where the lover appears, takes off his disguise. In this case, it turns out that it isn't her lover, that he's actually been killed at the Battle of Waterloo. It's a different, really a different ending altogether, and because Margaret Berry left off the last verse, I think it makes it a much better song.
One morning in June to view young damsel. She appeared like a queen in her costly fine robes and her mantle so green. I stood in amaze, I was caught by surprise. I thought her an angel that fell from the skies. Her eyes like the diamonds, her cheeks like the rose. She was one of the fairest that nature composed. Says I, pretty fair maid, will you come with me? And we'll join in wedlock, and married we'll be. I'll dress you in rich vesture, you appear like a queen, with your costly fine robes and your mantle so green. Said she, my young man, you must be refused, for I'll wed no man, and you must me excuse. O'er the green fields I'll wander, with the sun all in view, for the lad I love best lies in famed Waterloo. Since you are not married, tell me your lover's name. I might be in battle, I might know the same. Draw near to my garment, and there you will see his letters embroidered on my mantle so green. In the raisin of her mantle, it's there he behold his name and his surname in letters of gold. Young Willie O'Reilly appeared in his view. He was my chief comrade in famed Waterloo. And as he was a dying, I heard his last cry. If you were here, lovely Nancy, I'm willing to die. Now that is the truth, and the truth I declare. Here is the token, the gold ring you'll
country.
What do I say? pointing to the long white line, and I'm going to the country. To the country, sunshine follow me.
I can see grass growing in the fields.
Wind in the hair tells me how it feels. Farmhouse with silver roof flashing by. Tractor trailer truck says goodbye with a sigh, and I'm going to the country.
Songs from the Beers family. It's called The Crazy Animals.
That's possible.
As I went into town one day, I saw a strange thing on my way, a wriggle hippo now stomae, all on the market day. Oh, it was long and it was thin, it had some hair upon its chin, it had a most preposterous grin. The hipponostome, it's true, exactly what I saw, it's true, before my very eyes. As I went into town one day, I saw a strange thing on my way, a normal elephantome, all on the market day. It had a tail upon its nose, it comes from Afro-Daffer-Bows, where people never wear their clothes. The elephantome, it's true, exactly what I saw, it's true, before my very eyes. As I went into town one day, I saw a strange thing on my way, a nurdle crock-a-doodle-mate, all on the market day. Its back looked like a pocketbook, some feller caught it on a hook, it ate him when he went to look. The crock-a-doodle-may, it's true, exactly what I saw, it's true, before my very eyes. As I went into town one day, I saw a strange thing on my way, a heppel crapple pandomate, all on the market day. On its bare skin it had some hair, which made it look just like a bear, it doesn't come from anywhere. The crapple pandome, it's true, exactly what I saw, it's true, before my very eyes.
Yeah, dulcimer. It's actually Howie Mitchell built it, and he said he was going to call it a twice-a-mer because it was a dulcimer twice. So we wrote to Jean Ritchie and said, hey, we have a new kind of thing called a twice-a-mer. We'll let you guess what it is. And she wrote back, could it be a double dulcimer? My uncle made one once. So I guess there's nothing new.
Let's do that song for the kids.
Oh, all right.
We performed at some weddings this June, and reminded us of a song in Jean Ritchie's book about her family. She mentions the first big wedding. I guess that was May's wedding. And a couple of the younger sisters were asked after the ceremony to sing a song appropriate for the wedding. And I think this is one they picked. Something like this, I think.
There was an old woman and she had a little pig. Oh,
there was an old woman and she had a little pig.
And she had a little pig.
Wasn't worth much because it wasn't very big. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Now this old woman fed the piggy on clover.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. This old woman fed the piggy on clover.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. This old woman fed the piggy on clover.
It lay down and died all over.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. The old woman wept and sobbed and cried.
The old woman wept and sobbed and cried.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The old woman wept and sobbed and cried.
Then she too lay down and died.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The old woman's husband died of grief.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The old woman's husband died of grief.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The old woman's husband died of grief.
Wasn't that a sad relief?
We learned from Tony Barron and John Roberts, and it's called Queen Eleanor's Confession.
Queen Eleanor,
that sounds good. Queen Eleanor was a sick woman and afraid that she might die, so she sent for two friars from France to come to her speedily. Now the king's called down his nobles all by one, by two, and by three. And he sent for the Earl Marshal to come to him speedily. Do you put on one friar's cloak, and I'll put on the other, and we will to Queen Eleanor go, one friar like the other. Oh, God forbid, said the Earl Marshal, that such thing ever should be, for if I should beguile Madame the Queen, then hanged I will be. Upon my living and my land, my scepter and my crown, that whatsoever Queen Eleanor says, I will not write it down. Thus both a tyrant they did go till they came to Whitehall. The bells did ring and the choristers sing and the torches did light them all. Are you two friars from France, she said, as I suppose you be? For if you are two English friars, then hang it you will be. Oh, we are not two English friars, two friars from France we be. And we sang the song of Solomon as we sailed over the sea.
Well, the first vile thing that ever I did to you I will unfold. Earl Marshall had my maidenhead beneath this cloth of gold. That is a vile sin, said the king, God may forgive it thee. Amen, amen, quoth the Earl Marshall, and a frightened man was he. The next vile thing that ever I did to you I'll never deny. I brewed a box of poison strong to poison King Henry. That is a vile sin, said the king, God may forgive it thee. Amen, amen, quoth the Earl Marshall, with a heavy, heavy heart, quoth he. The next vile thing that ever I did to you I will discover. I poisoned fairest Rosamond, all in fair Woodstock bower. That is a vile sin, said the king, God may forgive it thee. Amen, amen, quoth the Earl Marshall, and I wish it so may be. Do you see yonder little boy a-tossin' of the ball? That is Earl Marshall's son, she said, and I love him the best of all. Do you see yonder little boy a-catchin' of the ball? That is King Henry's son, she said, and I love him the worst of all. His head is like unto a bull, his nose is like a bear. No matter for that King Henry said, he is my son and heir. Then the king's thrown off his friar's cloak and appeared all in red. She shrieked, she cried, she tore her hair, and she said she was betrayed. Then the king looked over his left shoulder, and a grim look looked he. And he said, Earl Marshall, but for my oath, then hang it thou wouldst be.
Excuse me for a moment. There are approximately five dogs who are running around without leashes, and it is necessary for those people who have dogs to have them under direct control of a leash while they're at the festival. So please, if you have a dog running around, would you take some of the control?
We're going to close our part of this morning's program. We brought a friend of ours from Wilmette, Illinois, and she's going to give a poem that she wrote, an elegy for Bob Beers, and it's a beautiful sunny morning here at Fox Hollow, and I think this would be a nice time for her to share this poem with us, and then three girls are going to play one of Bob Beers' favorite tunes, a favorite tune of his grandfather, Sullivan. Played in a slow way. It's an Irish jig, but played very slowly. It was played for, you know, family occasions, and most of you will recognize the tune, Haste to the Wedding. And here's Lee Piper to give her poem.
An elegy for the Beers family. My dear song fellow, your voice, your psaltery so deeply sing in me, I cannot think you are lost, just free. And though I do not see your face as plain, your songs sustain the image of your beauty in my mind, you interpreter of love who loved mankind. Song is existence, the master poet cried. Destiny is not denied. As Rilke rose to meet his thorn, it was for singing you were born. Song is existence, Orpheus responds and breaks the poet's bonds. His sonnets came to Rilke's pen. Your songs of peace will come again when in those early days in August you have planned all Fox Hollow rings. The hallowed spaces span, we'll know it's you who sings. There, the singing silence admits it everywhere. Here, we sing our part, knowing there is no absence of your heart, as long as there is song. My sweet song fellow, your songs that in me deeply told will not be lost. Your peace will season me and make me whole.
Thank you.
That was the Armstrong Family and Friends. I have an announcement. The parents of Helen Shaluto, you're lost. Please come down here to the stage. Parents of Helen Shaluto, you're lost. Come home. We found your leash. I'd like to point out a couple of things that are happening at other places today. They'll be happening this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the sloop booth, the Hudson River sloop booth up there. There's going to be a sort of a seamanship workshop, especially rope splicing and basic knots, etc., with Steve Telsey, who's the second mate of the sloop Clearwater. Maybe they'll show us how to splice the main brace also. Down at the Duck Pond stage this afternoon at 2:30, there will be a concert with Bottle Hill. And if you haven't heard them, you'll hear them. They're hard to miss. You might call it a bluegrass band, but it's really more than a bluegrass band. Funky bunch. And they'll be down there at 2:30 at the Duck Pond stage. And at 3:15, sort of most of the fiddle players that we've invited, and parts of other groups and individual fiddle players will be down there at the Duck Pond stage for a miniature Fox Hollow fiddle convention with Gilles Lozier carrying it on. At 4:30, Dudley Laufman and the Canterbury Orchestra will be down at the Duck Pond stage for Dancing on the Green. For those of you who want to do some nice dancing. And today is a good day for dancing, folks. Okay. Got it clear here. I'd like to introduce to you somebody that for several years now we've all been saying should be here, and actually she has been here almost every year the last 2 or 3 years as an observer and a late night singer, and it really makes me happy to see her now here officially. She's sort of at the calm center of the storm of the Washington folk scene, almost. There are so many things that go on at her house. Sunday afternoon sings, and after the concert, when there's a concert up there, after the concert, there'll often be a party at her house. And seems like just so much good music originates there, and her house is really an inspiration to a lot of people about what's good about music and making it in a nice fashion. She knows songs of all different kinds, and really how to sing them. And it's a great pleasure for me to introduce to you Helen Schneier.
A word or two about this first song. Some of you may know it. It was written by Kay Cothran, who is teaching folklore at the University of Maryland, called Coal in the Stone, after a 1963 mining disaster in Robbins, Tennessee. I recently learned that there have been a number of people interested in this song. I've been pushing it for about 5 years now, and I've just heard that somebody who asked for the words was told, you'll have to ask Helen Schneier about that. That's her song. Listen, there's no such thing. I've been pushing it. You know, it's like 5 years' work down the drain. If you want to know it, I'll give you the words. If you know it already, good, but sing it. No song belongs to anybody, and it's a terribly good song. Can you hear the guitar? That's too bad. However, since I'll struggle with it for only one number, if I can suffer through it, you can too. My daughter, Ricky. In Robbins, Tennessee, they'll tell you a story of five men who went down to dig in the coal. how the gas went exploding, the ceiling come falling. The reason is buried way down in that hole. Oh, lie there, my laddies, lie easy, lie easy. The thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone. You can pick up the chorus, please sing it. On May 24th, they went down a-digging. May 25th, one body was found. And the rescue team labored through the night and the danger, seeking for others trapped under the ground. Oh, lie there, my laddies, lie easy, the thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone. The rescue team labored through the dust and the gases. The bad air was shaken and ready to blow. And the people above were sitting and thinking, waiting on the answers they don't want to know. Lie there, my laddies, lie easy, the thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone. It's no more use trying, said the longtime coal miner. They're dead and they're lying forever alone. No man can survive through 48 hours buried down under that Cumberland stone. Oh, lie there, my laddies, lie easy. The thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone. On May 26th, there was sad lamentation.
Next day,
the papers were still as a bone. You can't ask the living to stop when there's dying. Five men are dead and the world's moving on. So lie there, my laddies, lie easy. The thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone. So it's blast you bright furnaces, go on you factories, burn you black jewels, let industry roam. Just remember, good neighbors, remember this winter, the price you have paid for the heat of your coal. Oh, lie there, my laddies, lie easy, the thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone. Very much into mining songs. I'll do an unaccompanied one. You have to watch it. They're